Okay, cool. So again, thanks for stopping by. You know, one of the things I always see online from people is, getting into like cybersecurity. So that's a very, hot topic. How do I break into cybersecurity? But there's always like these two schools of thought. Like, how can you get into cybersecurity if you don't even know like, the basics or the rudimentary stuff of IT? And then the other school of thought is, well, if you put people in a position where you give them the right tutelage and the right training, eventually, the cream will rise to the top and they will be able to, handle their job and be able to, fill one of those 3.2 million or so cybersecurity jobs. But what about you? Do you think there's a such thing as entry-level cybersecurity jobs for people breaking into tech, or is that like 2 or 3 years down the line?
One thing I will say, I have some students now. One said that he wants to do help desk. And I'm like, well, some people get stuck there. So I try to tell him, other avenues that you may be able to go into as far as getting into cybersecurity. I did tell him about joint, well, getting, well, becoming, working on a SOC. Or even a knock, but with that, you still have to have some background within IT going in that direction. Now, there are people who may come over from other areas, like they're in other areas of a company. I'm not going to just say IT. Say if they come over, like any form of applications, like HR or, you can, or if they're like business analysts, I mean, that's of course IT. A way they could potentially get into the field is coming in as a business or system analyst, which they will tend to deal with more other security application development. And then that's one way, but then like just totally no background in IT at all, they're gonna need some training. Because they're gonna need some form of training. There are people who actually know IT. They may not have had the background. Because a lot of the kids today, they are using computers, but they may still not have the understanding of how cybersecurity is. It's kind of like IT. I mean, there are ways around it of getting in. I would say definitely say take some training. Either you don't have to go to a big university. You can go to like here in St. Louis, St. Louis Community College. They have a really good way of getting into IT. I mean, getting into cyber. They have like the CCNA program. Cisco CCNA program. I can't remember the exact name, but I took some training in that myself because I had a particular audit I was going in. So you can get in there, then they have the CCNA security. It's just about three or four courses, maybe. I think it's three. And they were all 8 weeks. So somebody can potentially do that. And community colleges are cheap, especially if they're in your area. I wanted to say that. Probably about 250 a credit hour. It wasn't that much. So that is the avenue. The other avenue they can get in is doing apprenticeships. I mean, of course you have the boot camps, but and we kind of discussed that before, but boot camps you have to be careful picking the boot camp because yeah, some may say they were going to guarantee you a job. But job placement or whatever, but it all depends on if they have a good name. I know there are, like I said, there are different apprenticeship programs here in St. Louis and Colorado. They do happen to have some students around the country. It's Cyber Up. And they teach from the Security Plus certification, and which gives you a overall background. like an overall overview of cybersecurity. Then I know there's Perskolis. They're around the country as well. I know they're in Atlanta, and they do the same thing. So there are different apprenticeship programs that are out there that are training people in cybersecurity, and the Department, U.S. Department of Labor is backing it, and because they know that we need more people. So they can't just rely on those coming out of college, especially when a lot of colleges are not teaching cybersecurity. Then even the White House is kind of backing us, because I know the executive, the chief, well, I guess he's the CEO or whatever, of CyberUp, he went up to DC to meet with them. And they were talking about all the apprenticeship programs that for cybersecurity. So look around. Some of them are good. That one, they place you with apprenticeships with jobs with big companies. So like PwC, Centene. I can't remember the exact number, but it's quite a few people. But another way, I know it's a long way of what I'm saying, I'm sorry. But once you get that background, and say if you don't want to go really technical, you can do risk management. Because risk management is not really much technical involvement there. You can deal with security awareness training. You can deal with policies. Another area was this is still under risk, third party risk management, where you're looking at vendors and assessing their security program, assessing their security posture. And it's based off of any type of framework. The NIST Cybersecurity Management Framework, it could be based off of the 852 or 54. Or is it 853, or if someone else is using ISO, or, you know, it's just different methodologies, different frameworks out there that people can go use when they're assessing. As I said, if you're coming from a programming background, entry level, you can develop some systems, some different applications. So there are entry-level jobs, but the best way to do it, I will say, is try, because these job descriptions are horrible. They say they're entry-level, but they're requiring you to have, I'll say, 3 to 5 years experience. That's not entry-level. So it depends, you know, based on what you're looking for. There are ways to get into entry-level work, but the management or HR needs to get there with their job descriptions. And that is something that this NICE program, they're trying to push organizations to change their job descriptions. So that is, I forget what the NICE stands for, but I know is they're trying to get more people into cybersecurity. It's national something cybersecurity education.
Okay.
Did that answer?
Oh yeah, it absolutely did. Yeah. Yeah. You know, just to recap, you know, if you're trying to get into cybersecurity and you're trying to get into tech at the same time, basically, you know, go from 0 to 60, you need to start thinking about some, you know, policy based jobs, or, you know, areas that focus on governance, risk, and compliance. Mm-hmm. You know, the technical, although very alluring, you know, you're going to be hard pressed to find someone that's going to give you the keys to a Lamborghini when you just got your driver's license, you know, or your A plus or your security plus certification. So you need to start thinking more about policy and, you know, audits and things that, although not as glamorous as, mm-hmm, some of the other things we see were like digital forensics and things like that, but still very important in the overall chain of cybersecurity. So, you know, you want to start thinking about that. What type of dogs you have?
I have a Yorkie and a Shih Tzu.
These are the two, the Yorkie and the Shih Tzu, that according to one of your Instagram posts, something happened to you. You either fell or there was some sort
yes.
of... And tell the story, yeah.
So it was on a Friday. I was coming in from work and I have a baby gate up because I will not allow them to come into my living room or anything because I had to replace my floor like twice. And putting down Pergo is not cheap. So I did it twice. So the baby gate is there. So I was stepping over the baby gate because, you know, I was like, oh, it's just a baby gate. I don't need to get the one that you can open up and whatever. Well, I need that now because my foot got caught at the top and I fell like almost my teeth could have hit the floor. And then I would have had to go and have my, you know, I would have chipped my tooth and all of that stuff.
Are you okay? Are you okay? That's yes. The first thing. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Obviously, you notice I fall. We talked about me falling earlier.
But, yeah, it was like number two, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the second one. Oh, I fall up the stairs too. But yeah, I can't. I hit the floor. My dog come running down the stairs. Mm-hmm. Went to the door while I'm on the floor. So, you know, it's no purpose in having little dogs. I mean, I think any pets in general, because they are not going to help you. They're just there to be fed and loved on.
Yeah, some dogs, you know, you hear the story, like the dog comes running 5 miles down, barks at everybody and leads them back on a chant back to the owner's house, and the owner that passed out because, you know, whatever. Yeah. Some dogs
that ain't
do
them.
That. That ain't these dogs though. Not according to that post. When I saw the post, it was like they just like walked right by you like you was nothing. Like you ain't just take care of them or something like that, you know? So
yeah, and it's not like the food I give them is cheap. I give them food that goes in the refrigerator. And when the pandemic started, the price of it went up to like $40-some a bag. So it's not like they aren't taken care of. They need to be helping me out. I don't care if Teddy's under 10 pounds.
Start yipping and dragging you to the door or something like that. Someone to pick you up. Pick her up, please.
Make sure you follow Renita on IG at Renita_M_Rhodes for a great mix of tech career tips, news, and insights from Renita. If you liked our conversation, check out another video we have together called Stop Working at a Job You Hate, How to Switch into the Tech Industry. Renita has some great insights in that conversation too. If you got value out of this episode, subscribe to the channel and please share this conversation with someone who will benefit from it.